One of the greatest verses in the Bible is this: "My God will supply all that you need from his glorious resources in Christ Jesus." That's an incredibly broad statement. God says, "I will meet all your needs," A-L-L, all your needs. The problem occurs when we try to meet our needs on our own way instead of letting God meet our needs. God says, "You got to trust me." You see, those needs you have in your life, they're legitimate. And those needs need to be met. But you're going to have to decide, am I going to wait for God to meet my needs, or am I going to try to meet them in my way? You see, we're constantly faced with this decision. Will I depend on myself, or will I depend on God? We're going to look at that today. So join me as we learn how to deepen our faith in God and discover how God meets our deepest needs.
Today on Daily Hope with Rick Warren, we continue in a series called How God Meets Your Deepest Needs with part two of a message called The Path to Personal Peace, taken from the Gospel of John. And now, here's Rick.
Now, the second choice in the path to peace is to trust. It is to trust in God's loving care. Trust in God's loving care. Read with me Isaiah 26, verse 3. "You, Lord, give true peace to those who depend on you because they trust in you." God gives peace to those who trust in him because they depend on him. Now look at the next verse, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding." Don't try to figure it all out. "In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." Now, as I said earlier, you will never live a problem-free life. There is no such thing as a problem-free life, because it's always something. Isn't that true? Is it true? It's always something. And if it isn't one thing, it's another. Okay, you're familiar with this. You have a list of problems in your life. 1, 2, 3, 4. The moment you knock off your biggest problem, guess what? Number two gets promoted. And now you have another number one problem. You get that one knocked off, guess what? Number three moved up to two, and it's now number one. And the rest of your life, you're going to have one problem after another. There is a word for a series of problems. It's called L-I-F-E. It's life. And that's all. And you've got to learn to have peace in the middle of your problems, or you're never going to have peace. Because as soon as one pops up and you deal with it, another one's going to pop up in its place. You say, why does that happen? Why is my life just one problem after another? Well, there are three reasons. In the first place, Adam choked. Okay? He blew it. And he and Eve gave in to temptation, allowed sin to come into the world, and we're all paying the result. We live in a fallen world. And so this is not a perfect world. There are things around you that cause problems because we live in an imperfect world. Number two, you have an enemy, and his name is Satan. You say, Rick, you believe in a personal, real devil? Of course I do. Jesus, God does. The Bible talks about him, and all you have to do is pick up a newspaper and see his work all around the world. Evil is a real entity in this world. And Satan wants to mess you up. He wants to mess with your mind. He wants to mess with your family. He wants to mess with your health. He wants to mess with your finances. He wants to mess you up, particularly if you are a follower of Christ, because if you're trying to do the right thing, you're the enemy of the devil. So he's going to try to mess you up anyway. So you got the world competing against you, a fallen world. You got a personal enemy who's competing against you. And then on top of that, you just make your own mistakes. You blow it. Most of the problems and pain in my life are from my own poor decisions, from my own lousy choices. When I make dumb decisions, I pay the penalty. And when I sin, there are always results. So most of the time, the devil doesn't even have to worry about me because I'm messing up my own life. And so those things are always working to bring problems into your life, and pain comes as a result. But, listen to this, but sometimes the pain in your life is no one's fault. Sometimes the problems in your life, you can't blame anybody for. One day Jesus was walking down the street and he found a man who was born blind. He was blind from birth. The disciples looked at the man and said to Jesus, "Okay, Lord, who sinned, this man or his parents?" Implying that he had this problem because of sin. Jesus, and by the way, that's a common therapy today, isn't it? It's either your fault or your parents' fault. I mean, that idea is still around, isn't it? Okay? It's either blame yourself or blame your parents. That's the reason for every problem in your life. Well, that's not a new idea, by the way. And when they asked Jesus, whose fault was it? Jesus said, neither. It's neither the man's fault nor the parents' fault. He said, in John 9, quote, he says, "This happened so that the work of God may be displayed in his life." Sometimes there's a problem in your life so that the work of God may be displayed in your life. Now, regardless of why you have the problem that you have that's unsolvable, unchangeable, unexplainable, uncontrollable, regardless of the problem, regardless of the source, whether the call came from the world, the devil, yourself, or you don't know where, you still need the same response every time. And what is it? It is to trust in the loving care of God. Last week we looked at Philippians 4, 6. Look at verse 7 with it. "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs and don't forget to thank him for his answers. If you do this, you will experience God's wonderful peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand." That is the path to peace, to trust God's loving care in the situation. Most people respond to the uncontrollable, unexplainable, unchangeable situations of life with one of two responses, and both of them are fatal mistakes. Some of you, when you face an uncontrollable situation, you just try harder. You become more controlling. And the more your life gets out of control, the more controlling and compulsive you become. "I'm going to make this thing work." And you make everybody around you miserable. The more controlling you become, and the more compulsive you become, the more unhappy you become. And you try that. Others of you, you're at the exact opposite extreme, and that is you just want to give up. "I'm not going to try anymore." You give in to despair. You basically say, "I'm a victim, and I will be a victim the rest of my life." And you swallow and wallow in a giant pity party. And you give in to despair. Both of those responses are foolish mistakes that don't work. They don't work. Instead, you need to take the third step in the path to peace. The third important decision, and that is the decision to surrender. Surrender to God's loving control. Surrender to God's loving control. The real reason you are in turmoil, you have so much anxiety, you have so much tension in your mind is because you're fighting a war with God in your mind. You think you know better. Now, every day you wake up, you have a decision to make. Who's going to be in charge of my life, me or God? Who's going to be in control of my life? Am I going to be in control or is God going to be in control? And because you think you know better, there are verses in the Bible you just want to ignore. Well, I don't, those don't apply to me. You want to make up your own rules. You want to play your own game. You think you're God. You think you know better. And the more you take control yourself, the more miserable you become, and the more out of control your life becomes. Because it doesn't work. And you are at war with the real God when you try to play God. Now, the Bible is very clear about the results of these decisions. In Romans 8, 6, it says this: "If a person's thinking is controlled by his sinful self, then there is death. But if his thinking is controlled by the Spirit, then there is life and peace." Those are your alternatives. Death or life and peace. Who's going to be in charge? Now, I don't know why you haven't thought this through, but it's obvious that in a war with God, you're going to lose. There's no way you're going to win that war when you're arguing with God. As the old saying says, your arms are too short to box with God. I remember when I was a kid, Muhammad Ali was the world champion, and he would go around saying, I am the greatest, I am the greatest. And I'll never forget that tragic scene at the Olympics when Ali was chosen to light the torch. Do you remember that? And he climbed up the stairs, and with a palsied Parkinson's shake in his hand, he could barely light that torch from the shaking in his body. Later in an interview, Ali said, God gave me that so I could remember that I'm not the greatest, but He is. Pretty good advice. Pretty good attitude.
That's Rick Warren with a portion of today's message called The Path to Personal Peace from the series How God Meets Your Deepest Needs. Rick's going to be right back, so stay with us. Pastor Rick has served the church locally, nationally, and internationally for more than 30 years. He's the author of many books, including The Purpose-Driven Life. If you've been helped through Rick's ministry, he would love to hear your story. So please connect with us today through the Daily Hope website at rickwarren.org or just call us 1-800-600-5004. That's rickwarren.org or call us 1-800-600-5004. More Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren in just a moment.
How do you cope with stress, failure, depression, worry? In his book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, Rick Warren goes to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges using the examples of different biblical characters that faced the same issues. Each of these studies offers simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, family, and work. To get your copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, for a gift of any amount in support of this ministry, go to rickwarren.org.
Once again, here's Rick Warren.
Sometimes God places a limitation in our life in order to force us to our knees, to force us to depend on Him, to prove that He is trustworthy. And sometimes God just flat out has to incapacitate us to show who's in control. You fight with God, you're going to lose. You're going to lose. And He loves you too much to let you win. Now, if you want to have deep, personal, satisfying peace of mind and heart and soul, you've got to surrender control of your life totally to God. How do you know if you've done that? Well, the evidence is this. The evidence of a surrendered life is always obedience. When God says do it, I do it. I don't care if I don't understand it, I do it. I don't care if anybody else is doing it, I do it. I don't care if it's popular, I do it. I don't care if it's hard or easy, I do it. If God says to do it in His Word, whether it makes sense to me from a human point or not, I do it because I am surrendered to His control. And when I listen to His Word and I follow His direction, what is the result of that? It is always the same. Peace. Look at the next verse. Those who love your teachings will find true peace, and nothing will defeat them. Now today, you may be in an uncontrollable circumstance. You may be married to an unchangeable person. You may be experiencing an unexplainable problem. The good news is, you can have peace. You can have the peace of God in your life. But first, you got to make peace with God. You can't have the peace of God until first you make peace with God. How do you do that? By surrendering your entire life in faith to Jesus Christ. Look at the next Bible verse. Since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. Now, let me ask you a very frank question. Aren't you tired of being at war with God? Don't you realize that is the single greatest source of stress in your life? When you get up and say, I'm going to be God today, not God. What is the result of being in control of my own life? Worry, guilt, bitterness, resentment, anxiety, fear, fatigue, depression, despair. And many of you are familiar with those emotions. What are the results of having Jesus Christ be number one in my life and being fully surrendered to whatever He wants? Peace, power, strength, wisdom, purpose, meaning, eternal life, significance, joy. Then why don't we surrender to God every area of our lives? I'll tell you why. Because you're holding on to resentment with God. You say, me? I'm resentful of God? Yes, you are. Let me say it in another way. What is it that you're still angry with God about? That marriage that didn't work out? That marriage that never happened? That handicap in your life or that of a loved one? That birth defect? That big disappointment that you hoped would happen and it didn't? Those plans that you planned that didn't go the way you planned them? That loved one who died before you thought it was their time because you know better than God? What are you still resentful with God about? Do you realize that when you hold on to your anger and you're saying, I know better than God, you are cutting off the very source of hope, healing, and help that you need in your own life. And you need to let it go. You need to realize that you're at war with God over that issue. And that has kept you from having the peace of God in your heart. Now, let me say it as clear as I know how to say it. There is not a single bad thing that has ever happened in your life that God could not have prevented. Nothing has happened to you, all the bad, nothing has happened that God could not have prevented if He'd wanted to. You say, well, then why didn't He? I don't know. I don't know all the details. I do know this. I do know that we live in a fallen world where you're free to make bad choices and so are others, and as a result, people get hurt. I do know that God has a greater purpose for your life than the problems you're going through. I do know that God is more interested in your character than in your comfort. And He wants to build you up. And I do know that if everything went great in your life, you would be a spoiled brat if you got everything you wanted. And I do know that God knows just as much how much you can handle in your life. And I do know that this is not heaven, that this is earth, that heaven is where we get the ultimate comfort. And I do know that God has a plan for your life. And that plan involves pain because He wants you to grow. And I do know that He has already determined the rewards you will receive in heaven based on how you respond on this earth. And I do know that He loves you deeply. And I do know that He wants you to trust Him. And I do know that there is only one way to peace: through acceptance, trust, and surrender.
That's Rick Warren with Daily Hope. In a moment, Rick's going to finish our time today with a closing thought, but right now, I'd love to tell you about the Daily Hope website. It's rickwarren.org. Log on today, and right there you can get today's entire message. You can get the message notes, social media links. You can even sign up for Rick's Daily Hope devotional. So log on now at rickwarren.org. And we don't have to tell you that life is filled with tough situations, stress, crisis, discouragement, depression, failure. But the Bible offers time-tested answers to life's most difficult questions. So taking you inside the lives of biblical characters like Moses and Paul and even Jesus himself, Pastor Rick has written a book called God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions. In this book, he shares their stories, and he gives you concrete, easy-to-understand insights that you can put to work right away in your own life. And today, we want to send you this special hardback book to thank you for your gift of any amount to support this Daily Hope broadcast. God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions gives you keys to a better life. And change may not come overnight, but with patience and prayer, you will see a difference. And in the process, you'll be encouraged that God can and will help you attain the purpose and significance which you were created for. So please give us a call to request your copy of God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, 1-800-600-5004. That number once again, 800-600-5004. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
Now, we've been talking about peace, but you can't have the peace of God until you first make peace with God. And you do that by surrendering your entire life in faith to Jesus Christ. The Bible says it like this: since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Everybody wants peace in the world, but we can't have peace with each other till we have peace inside ourselves. And we can't have peace inside ourselves until we have peace with God. You make peace with God, then you get the peace of God, and then you can share peace on earth, goodwill toward men. You see, the evidence of a surrendered life to Christ is always peace. And that peace comes from surrender. It comes from obedience. When God says to do something in His Word, whether it makes sense to me or not, I do it because I'm surrendered to His control and to His wisdom. God is God and I'm not. You know what? You might want to say that 3 times a day. That's the best stress reliever I know. Just say that 3 times aloud. God is God and I'm not. God is God and I'm not. God is God and I'm not. See, aren't you tired of being at war with God? Don't you realize that the single greatest source of stress in your life is when you say, I'm going to be God. I'm going to take over God's job. I'm going to do what I want to do instead of what He wants me to do. Anytime you are worrying, you are assuming responsibility that God never intended for you to have. Worry is practical atheism. And the result of your worry is you get guilt and bitterness and resentment and anxiety and fear and fatigue and depression and despair and all those other negative things that God never intended for you to walk around with. But what's the result of letting Jesus Christ be number one in your life? The result of being fully surrendered to whatever He wants? Well, it's peace. It is the peace of God. It's peace, it's power, it's purpose, it's pardon. It's the presence of God in your life. And that gives meaning and significance and joy. I want to pray for you. And I'd like to share a prayer to help us embrace peace. Would you pray this prayer in your heart? As I say these words, wherever you are, you just say, me too, God, me too. Dear Father, you know how I've resented the problems in my life, and you know how I've resisted the things that have caused me pain, even though I can't change them. And you know that I've asked you many times for explanations on why things happen in my life, and they've never come. Today, I want to lay down the sword. I want to stop the fighting. I want to make the truce. I want to surrender unconditionally. And I'm going to stop fighting you over the things that I don't understand in my life. Forgive me. Forgive me for trying to be God. You are God, and I'm not. Help me to accept the things that cannot be changed. Help me, Jesus, to trust in your loving care, even when things don't make sense. Help me to remember that no matter what the situation looks like, you are a good God, and you have my best interests at heart, and your good intentions for me are better than all the bad around me. I want to make peace with you, Jesus, by faith. I want the peace of God in my life because I have peace with God through your Son, Jesus. Amen. I'm Rick, and I hope you'll continue to join me next time as we look at God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and listeners like you.